Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. I'm Tower, here with Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on Truth Social, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Getter, Tumblr, and Linktree. And you can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And you can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. Do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this post, Hosea Startling Prophecy. Hosea's startling prophecy bring a life lesson using the prophet Hosea. A whore and children from that union, each child has a name representing what the relation is between God and his people. Do not miss this post, Expected End, Image of Christ. Expected End, Image of Christ is a goal of God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, plain and simple, yet hard to bear. Do not miss this post, Life Journey Paths, Folly or Wisdom is a modern prose about eternity's warning. It is a piece every believer should read. And the latest post on warn-usa.com? Do not miss this post, Shaking of Nations, Christian Persecution, Faith Not Fear, Classic Warn Radio. Shaking of Nations brings Christian news updates of the persecution of the Christians. The message to all is that, as Hebrews warns, see that ye refuse not him that speaks. Do not miss this post, Kingdom Shaking, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 42. Kingdom Shaking is today's episode. In today's episode, we deal with history and judgment. In this, we find the Levant, Mediterranean, and other well-known seaports affected. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. It's a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. There's danger and intrigue, dark forces are plotting, and the nation is at risk. Can Mac save the United States? And you can get your copy of The Rising by going to Dana Glenn Smith, where you can also sign up for the newsletter, and you can visit our Christian books and resource shop, and there you will find The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in The Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing good. And we're buzzing right through summer.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's going too fast.
Yeah. At any rate, we are here. And I want to encourage everybody to go to danaglennsmith.com and warn-usa.com and be sure to check out the books. We have the Steel series there right now. And the first book I published quite a while ago called Steel the Darkness, and the other one is The Rising. And The Rising actually was written and finished before the main part of the COVID pandemic was going. And there's a lot of stuff in it. The book is prophetic, and it talks about America. And there's many things that I think you'll enjoy when you read it, and you'll learn some stuff from it. So go to danaglennsmith.com, and you'll see the ads there. You'll see ads on warn-usa.com. And check out The Rising. And pick up a copy, read it, and then leave a comment wherever you get the book. And if you can't find a place, go to Dana Glenn Smith or warn-usa.com, either one, and get on our contact page and send us your comment. And we'll make sure it gets at the appropriate place. We are also going to be upfront now, Life Journey, the new Life Journey, Paths of Folly or Wisdom. And this is one of the ones that Tower had introduced earlier. But I always talk about one article or something that we're doing. And this is one that covers a special section of writing that I do called prose. And it's like a modern parable with biblical truth. And it's a figure of speech. It has wisdom in it. And we use the term prose to cover a lot of the different things that it does. And these are truths that you find directly out of the book, what we call the Bible, the Word of God. We pick them out of the Torah as well, or the Old Testament. In other words, the Bible in its entirety. And in Life Journey, we follow somebody by the name of Nameless. And you're going to follow him going through certain things that he faces. And so this is one of those things that I do this from time to time, and it's a natural process when I write it. And so check out Life Journey Paths, Folly or Wisdom. And you can go on over to danaglennsmith.com for that. And I can't believe I didn't put it on warn-usa.com, but it's not over there. It's on danaglennsmith.com. Hmm.
Yeah, you usually put it on both.
I also have some other stuff included in this. It's a pretty in-depth thing. It has a psalm that I wrote along with a warning. And this was written some time ago. And I republished it. It's actually a classic Warn Radio, or a classic WIBR Warn Radio article. And just like we have classic radio radio shows, for instance, when we're covering things like our Isaiah series or our other stuff for audio. But this one here is particular. This is our articles. So we're moving on now. We're glad you joined us. We're going to be talking about the Nigerian Fulani.
Again and again, huh?
Well, you know, that's the truth. And I would love it not to be.
Me too.
I would love Nigeria not to have any troubles like this. And earlier today, I was listening to a couple of people talk about, it was an interview being done, and they were asking people about Christianity and some other religions, addressing the fact that Christianity might be oppressive and troubling like that. And I was really surprised to see it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's tragic.
Because the problem is in the world is not Christians killing people. It is people killing Christians.
Yes.
It is governments oppressing Christians, putting them in jail. Now, in America, we might have a president like Joe Biden who calls Trump supporters names and believe they're a threat to America. Well, I can unequivocally say Joe Biden is a threat not only to America, but to those who are coming over the border expecting everything to be hunky-dory here. And he's a threat to just about everything he's touched, and so as his particular administration. Now, we can't change that. But the fact of the matter of it is, the truth is that Christians around the world are persecuted more than any other religion. It doesn't mean there's other groups that are not persecuted, because there are, and other people. But when we talk about Nigeria, it's not Nigerian Christians that are running around with AK-47 and machetes and killing every Muslim in sight. But it is the radical Islamists there, and the fact that Buhari is the president of Nigeria, and he is a Fulani. Now that's where this, we cover it for a reason, to let you know the situation, let you know the truth. But the one thing we can't control is how terrible this is all the time, what it causes to families and children, and it also affects the Muslims who are not like that. Because when before Fulani moved in there, I mean, and decided to do what they were doing, there was Boko Haram and a number of other radical Islamic groups. And Fulani learned to do this stuff from Boko Haram.
And before that, they got along, the Christians and the Muslims.
They did. So when we talk about this all the time, it always wasn't like that in Nigeria. And so on one cloudy night, in a Christian farming community, which is always where it is, because the Fulani are herdsmen, and they want the land the Christians are farming. So they came in with AK-47s and machetes, and on motorcycles, which is common for them. And they go through shouting, Allah Akbar, shooting everybody in sight. And one villager stated, we have no enemies but the Fulani.
That's terrible. I hate that they get away with those atrocities.
They do. And the government of Nigeria don't seem to hunt them down. And remember,
well, that's because you got Buhari in there.
Yeah. Well, and the fact Leah Sheribu came from this area, you know, Nigeria.
That's
and
right.
A lot of other young women who had been kidnapped. And they were kidnapped by, what was it, Boko Haram? Was it Boko Haram?
I'm not sure. I think you're right.
Yeah, it wasn't the Fulani.
No.
The Fulani, from what I know, don't take captives. They just go in and kill them. So at any rate, in this attack, six got killed and 12 people were shot, but they survived. And she said that when these people came to fight and kill him, the farmers were tired from the farm work and working in the field and stuff, and they were ready to eat their meal at night and sleep. And they came from a different state to come in there to kill this group of believers. So if you think you have issues tonight, remember the Christians in Nigeria and pray for them. This story is brought to us by International Christian Concern. And I want you to check them out and the others we mention on this program. And think about supporting them, because they have boots on the ground to help these people. And as Christians, and I'm speaking to Christians here, we need to help our brothers and sisters in the Lord. And even if you're helping another Christian ministry, that's fine. Try to do the same to help do something. Pray for them. Always pray for all of them. But give them some funds. Because buying food or trying to rebuild a church or helping a family that's been burned out many times, helping them to relocate, all that costs money.
And now the Christians are really, around the world, are really struggling with getting enough food. There's a lot of starvation going on.
There is. And
so that's very disturbing.
I mean, there, you know, I mean, we've had the pandemics. Now we're facing the famines and the shortages. Now, the shortages, there's a lot of this stuff that has to do with the leaders of the countries.
Right.
And there's drought in America. There's a lot of signs of judgment on this country, because this country, America, needs to repent.
And not only is there drought in one part of the country, there's flooding in another part. And these...
That's right.
The floods are so horrific. Mississippi right now is in real bad shape. They've had a lot of floods, and they can't even provide clean drinking water for their people.
And, of course, another thing that happened in America is that we had another food plant burned down. This one, now the main part of the structures are still okay, but the chickens that are in it are dead. And this was in California, I believe, if I remember correctly. And that was in the news today. So we continue to have all these food facilities. Now, the last count I had was well over 100 that got burned in America alone.
Wow,
now, see, the Biden administration, in everything that it does, he condemns Trump, condemns those who support him. He has open borders. He doesn't care about the results. There's been millions of these people come in here, and we don't even know who they are, whether they're terrorists or not. And they've caught terrorists.
And a lot of drugs.
A lot of drugs.
Coming over, so it makes you wonder how much they've missed.
Yeah. And so you add to that, we've got somebody in this country, and it's organized, burning down all these food plants. And this is a well-orchestrated attack on this country right now. And I don't know if Biden's that smart to plan the destruction of America, but in a short, you know, less than 3 years that this guy's been in, and half the time he acts like he doesn't know where he's at or where he's going.
What's going on?
I've heard him personally in many speeches where he was incoherent. So we've got a Democratic Party protecting Biden, and we've got Soros pouring money into liberal areas, all this to destroy America. And I'm bringing this up for a reason. Because America falls, there is no way that we're going to be able to help Christians worldwide.
That's right.
There will be no jobs. There will be nobody here except a civil war and a lot of dead people. Things are not good in this country, and we have to operate and continue to do so. As a Christian, I'm telling you, I know you have issues, I know there's problems out there, but pray for your brothers and sisters, because to be blunt with you, if you've been in America, then your life has been a lot better than others around the world.
That's for sure.
And we want to get money, support, and prayers to the believers worldwide. And I can tell you right now, in some countries, Nigeria's one, India's one, Pakistan is one, China is another,
North Korea
is another, where Christians are threatened daily, all the time. So if you're sitting at home and you know, just count your blessings and tell those you go to church with to count their blessings. And I know most churches have a missions program and help people overseas, but this I'm telling you in the name of the Lord, if you can do more, do more. Pray for your brethren overseas in these areas where it's so terrible. Because there are children, there's mothers, there's husbands, there's families, and many times they attack the husband and they leave the wife without no support at all. It's a terrible situation.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to move on.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So this story comes to us via CBN, and it's unaffiliated. Then it has a question mark. Unaffiliated believers or backsliders, which are they? And those watching this trend say a growing number of Americans are losing their religion. The reason they say it is because recent numbers show daily prayer, church attendance, and the number of self-proclaimed Christians are all on the decline. Part of the trend includes the growing number of people with no religious affiliation, called religious nones. And in 2021, the Pew Research Center found self-identified Christians make up 63% of the U.S. population, a drop from 75% just 10 years ago. And the majority of this decline is happening among Protestants, dropping 10 points in the last decade, while Catholicism remains relatively unchanged. And during the same period, researcher Gregory Smith says the number of religious nones has almost quadrupled since Pew Research began its religious landscape study in 2007. And they asked people about their religious identification, whether they were Protestant, Catholic, Mormon, Orthodox, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, atheist, agnostic, something else, or nothing in particular. And the religious nones are those people who answer the question by describing themselves as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. Religious nones currently account for about 3 in 10 U.S. adults, or 29%. That number is up to 10% in the last 10 years. And Smith says, those secularizing shifts show no sign of changing or slowing down, which that's very tragic. And one thing this trend is that it is very broad-based. Religious nones are growing among men and women. They're growing among college graduates and those with less education. And you can see why they're growing in the colleges with the education they're getting or not getting. They're being indoctrinated, I think. That's my opinion. And they're growing in every region of the country. As older Americans age and as they begin to pass away, they are being replaced by a new generation of young adults that's coming of age with far lower levels attachments of religion than their parents and grandparents before them. So that's a big key part of what's happening. And another indicator that Americans are growing less religious includes prayer. Fewer than half of adults pray daily. 30% say they seldom pray or not at all. Still, 4 in 10 adults say that they consider religion very important in their lives. You know, that's real tragic, Dana, you know?
Well, you know, that's an interesting unaffiliated.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of issues here when we talk about this stuff.
Yeah, so you could look at it like a lot of people think, the churches are failing the people.
There is a lot of issues in the church, and we are in a, you know, we're having some troubles now. But America's always been a prosperous nation, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, you know, people that lived here, we've had Christianity here from the beginning. So Christians pretty much... It was a Christian nation, pretty much.
It was.
Now today, you could say it's more pagan than anything. So there are a lot of issues here. You know, when we do the shows, when we look around, when I'm writing articles, when I'm looking at what we're seeing in America, you know, it's like paganism 101 out there. And the people that are getting even moved, you know, I forgot who it was today I seen. You would know him. He's a Hollywood type. And he says he doesn't want to die in America, so he's moving back to the UK.
Huh, I wonder who that is.
Well, I can't remember his name. But I've seen him several times online. Because everybody's interviewing him. I don't read it. I read, you know, his headline.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the only one. You know, there's a lot of people that are tired of the violence in the big cities. But when you look at what's happening in America, you know, you should understand... That's part and parcel. So we could look at unaffiliated and we could take it, yeah, they're backslid, they're cold, lukewarm.
Right.
Because sin and iniquity abound, the love of many wax cold. That's a Paul scripture there. And we've got sin and iniquity abounding, I would say, wouldn't you?
Oh, most definitely.
So at any rate, unaffiliated, well, I guess you can make up your own minds. Now, we're in Indonesia now, where Christians are paying the price. They're paying it all over, but, you know, when you get in Indonesia, you know, there was a time when... It's been a long time ago when Christians and Muslims pretty much got along together. And of course, when you're talking about, there's also animus. There's other religions, but it's usually Christianity that gets persecuted. And there's a policeman by the name of Napoleon Bonaparte. And I doubt he's any relation. But he was convicted of bribery last year. And this is in South Jakarta. In August of that year, the former inspector general reportedly broke into a fellow inmate's cell and spread feces all over his body and face. Now, the guy that they did, the victim, was Muhammad Case, who is a Muslim turned Christian YouTuber, and he was sentenced to 10 years on charges of blasphemy for his videos that offended Islam. And it's not hard to insult Islam in the world. As a Christian, we believe Yahshua, Jesus Christ, is the only begotten Son of God, and that God has a Son. His name is Yahshua. That's the fact of the matter is, and it's backed up by the Word of God, by miracles, by the Holy Spirit, which is in us, and the fact of the Apostles' witness. Now, you see, he was in the same prison as Bonaparte because he took it as a personal affront, this Christian YouTuber, because the Christian YouTuber, see, he was a Muslim, but we see this all the time. They find the true and the living God. The Spirit of God is within him. God himself says, "My Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God." For, you know, John chapter 1 says, "He went to his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Christians can become the sons of God. They do automatically when they repent. They're born again by the Spirit. John chapter 3. And then when they walk in the light, the way the Lord would walk, we have fellowship with him. In 1 John chapter 1 tells us this relationship. So just the fact that he's a Christian, he experienced the power of God. So this guy took it upon himself to attack him.
That's horrible.
And of course, that upset the prosecutor. And they want to do something about it.
Yeah, it should be punished.
You know, the thing of it is that for a Christian to be in prison and face blasphemy charges, it's not unusual if that Christian faces trouble from other people.
That's right.
And so, you know, to give you an example, a Christian who became a Muslim cleric, on the other hand, was arrested for insulting Christianity, and he only spent 5 months in prison.
Good grief.
Whereas the Christian YouTuber faces 10 years. That's typical.
Yes.
So the devil's madder at Christians than he is at any other religion. What does that tell you?
Yeah, that tells a lot.
So at any rate, that's the way the thing turns in Indonesia. At least there was somebody upset about it.
I know, that's unusual. And they want the violence committed in this attack must be punished, they said.
Yeah.
And hate crimes deserve heavy punishment, and it most definitely was a hate crime.
Yeah, it was. Now, you know, another issue we have. We haven't talked about Afghanistan. And this is the third week we've reported on it. Because August 15th of this year, 2022, is the one-year anniversary of the collapse of Kabul in Afghanistan.
Right.
And, you know, there are people that we left behind that helped in the process of keeping law and order in Afghanistan. But the Biden administration, ineptly, and you, most of you know the story, pulled out of Afghanistan in a foolish, stupid way. Cost people their lives, as well as those behind, and gave these terrorists, the Taliban, billions of dollars worth of American equipment because Biden and his minions didn't get it out of there. The length of stupidity that it would take for people in our government to do that is absolutely unbelievable. So the situation in Afghanistan today, there's four letters. It spells one word. Mess. It's a bloody mess.
Huge.
With a strict system of Islamic rule. And then you got all the women. When in the other system, they were able to go to school to be free.
To be
they
teachers.
Didn't have to wear the head coverings. It was a free society. And overnight, they were thrust into the nightmare of an Islamic caliphate where women are oppressed, they can't go to school, and the ones who did go to school and have degrees, they can't do anything. So I am bringing this up again. Now you can go to persecution.org. And they've got an Afghan humanitarian brief. It's a PDF. And you can download that. So just go over to persecution.org and look for Afghanistan or search for it. And you should be able to find it. They have an overview for Christian minorities in Afghanistan. And that's what it's a report. And read it and pray for them. You know, Tower, I hope and I pray that this can change.
Oh, me too. And the sooner the better. I pray to God all the time.
And most of the Christian minorities there are Muslim background believers.
That's right.
And that makes them absolutely vulnerable. So pray for Afghanistan. You know, the damage that the Biden administration has is just incalculable.
It is.
And he just doesn't even get it. And you got that other gal that's the spokesman for their administration. She has not a clue about anything.
Jean Pierre.
But thank God Ducey's up there and a few others. Because they were calling her out on it and showing them the video of what was going on. Well, that's not going on. It sure is. Here's the video.
She's blinded by the lies.
It's too bad. It really is. This whole thing. You know, at a time when Christians need help.
Oh, amen. More than ever.
You know, America needs help, folks. It needs more help than you can shake a stick at. You know? It is a mess. But God has given us hope.
And He is greater than all that is going on here. He's in control. He's in charge.
And America needs to be shaken.
Yes, it does.
We need to wake up here. And Christianity needs to get shake off this slumber that they're in. So at any rate, and I don't mean to depress you. I'm not depressing. This is urgent stuff where we can affect a change. God hears prayer. And
yes,
hopefully,
he does. Amen.
Someday, it can change. Are you ready?
Yes. This story is titled Gloria. Comes to us via Faithwire. It's a courageous pop star from China. And I think you can also see her story on ChristianityToday.com. And she has the Chinese Communist Party's restrictive anti-Christian behavior is well documented, putting Chinese believers at great risk of danger and persecution. That's why a famous singer's decision to embrace her faith so openly is captivating people around the globe. And it's Jim, G-E-M, G period E M P, E period M period, and her name is Diang. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. She's a popular performer whose star rose after joining a 2014 Chinese singing competition called I Am a Singer Too. And Diang's career immediately took off, skyrocketing her to fame and landing her with the nickname China's Taylor Swift. That's what makes her overt Christian faith so fascinating and compelling. The 31-year-old singer is so open about her beliefs. She recently released a 14-song album called Revelation. And Diang is also known for sharing her Christian faith on social media. And in light of all that's known about persecution in China, Diang's faith-themed music is making international headlines, with Christianity Today calling her latest song, Gloria, courageous. The song's title is based on the English name the singer's father once gave her. And the outlet noted that her recently released music video for the tune, which already has nearly 3 million views, featured a desolate wasteland and sorrow, until the singer is pictured discovering light and experiencing healing. It also features Diang praying and the sea before her parting. And the lyrics themselves borrow from biblical themes as well, imploring listeners not to be afraid, explaining there's no fear in love, and maintaining that love never fails. As for the album itself, Altea reported it tells a longer story of a conversion with God. Her latest music was reportedly inspired by 1 John 8:14, which reads, "There's no fear in love." And she said, "In this world where love is badly needed, I trust what I can do is to try my best to create works that make people once again see the love, believe in love, and return to love. So it doesn't matter how many setbacks there are on the way, as long as I can finish them."
You know, I watched that video.
Oh, I did too. It was amazing.
I thought it a great video. She sings in Chinese,
so you can't understand the words.
But make no mistake, her voice is, she has a great voice. And the video was good, and the parting of the sea was just classic. We all knew what that was. That was God delivering the children of Israel out of Egypt.
That's right.
And she was delivered, and God opened up a way for her to cross the boundless ocean and seas. And it shows her repenting and crying, and then the glorious aftermath of that. It just art everywhere.
It is amazing. I liked it.
You know, in China, you know, I mean, the next one.
Well, now that she's world famous, you know, they're going to be careful about what they do to her.
You think?
I would hope.
Yeah, I would hope too. But we've got another one here about China raiding more churches. And you have Z. It's funny, that's Z-I, the same as the leader of China. But Z, an abundant church, or Z-N, abundant church.
Huh.
Lin Fin, Holy Covenant Church, and Chang Chun City's House of Light Church. You know, and I like these names, the House of Light.
I know.
Isn't that good? Holy Covenant Church. We've got a covenant with the Lord.
That's right.
And in China, this one is the Abundant Church. You know, abundant. And that tells you that there are people that believes in a God that can take care of them, that can prosper them, that can heal them, that made a covenant with them. And on August 17th, now this is the Zion Abundant Church, the pastor and his wife and their son, which was a pastor, and his wife, and their 9-year-old son, and another preacher and sister, were all taken to the police station after their homes were raided. They had been handcuffed and brought to their church for a staged photo shoot. The authorities announced after the photo shoot the verdict of their crimes: illegal gathering, illegal venue, illegal collection of funds. A member who witnessed the process said the pastor had several injuries to his head and arms. And, of course, that showed you he was mistreated.
Right.
In the evening, while the pastor's wives and sister were released, the Lians, which is the head one here, and Preacher Fu were still missing. And the father and son are being held for surveillance. God.
This is cool.
I mean, this shows you what they're going through there. August 19th, 70 members of the Lin Fin Holy Covenant Church were enjoying an outdoor family camp, and then 170 police officers raided the location and suppressed church co-workers. And everyone was searched. All their cell phones were confiscated.
Oh, my goodness.
And everybody was led away. That's the way they do things in China.
Yeah.
And then you have the Nujiang ethnic New Christians. And Wang and Nu. You know, it's hard to pronounce these names.
Yes, it is.
They were detained for organizing and sponsoring illegal gathering. See, if they even catch you organizing, and that's the way it is in a lot of places, you can't pray in your house. You know, and if you have more than one couple in there, they think you're having church. This is how paranoid these people are. And we've covered stories around the world like this. And when they get this level of persecution, especially in China, people can disappear and never come back.
That's right. We've heard of a lot of cases of that.
And then, of course, here's another one. The House of Light Church was raided. And the authorities dispersed the gathering and then took the pastor and one elder and then another brother. And because it was so violent, when the police came in, two of the female members suffered heart attacks.
Oh, man, that's tragic.
You know, that...
That's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you're there to worship the Lord. Yeah, this is terrible. They were put and detained, but they were treated brutally, which is par for the course. It's just... just one of those things.
They said it's unclear why Beijing intensified its crackdown on house churches. Well, I understand why. I'm sure they're deemed the most dangerous.
Well, you know, Jinping, he's an avowed communist. He worships Mao. Literally. And so he isn't going to stop anytime soon. When I was a boy, I was warned about China. Then when I grew up, I was warned about China. In a supernatural way. And China right now, you know, there's a lot of good Christians there. There's a lot of strong people there, but they really have to watch. I mean, when you talk about persecuted, you know, China never stops. You know, they've got that quality in the communist people there, the anti-Christians, you know, that they just loathe Christianity. You can't do that. You know, so they go to all lengths to stop it. North Korea is the same way. It's just one thing. So remember, China and International Christian Concern, they take care of, they have contacts to minister in China, to help people, to get stuff to them. There's also other groups that we know of that help to get what the people, the Christians, need in North Korea. And no matter how hard it is, people continue to believe in the Lord, and they do multiply. I mean,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I have the utmost respect for these people and love for them. I do. You know, may God bless them and keep them and help them.
Amen.
And all those who are helping them. So we're going to be closing out the show. We're drawing down. But you know, the importance of understanding what's going on in the world, I think, Tower, is paramount.
It is.
You know, we've got to let people know. We've got to get the word around.
That's right, we do. We cannot stop now.
And
it's even more urgent today in light of what's going on in America and around the world.
It is, because America's changing.
Not for the better.
No. And that's because America has fallen away. Now see, a short, less than 3 years ago, when Donald Trump was in, he had everything going great.
Yes.
But you see, the powers that be not only hate God, they hate anybody that wants to make America great again. They loathe them.
That's
and
right.
We see that with Antifa and BLM, too. They're both socialists. So we are facing a Marxist socialist takeover, an Antichrist takeover, and in America right now. It's borderline. So don't be surprised if you see a civil war in this country and people streaming out of this country
like people were jumping off the Titanic, because this Titanic has issues.
It does.
And unless God moves, there is no hope for this country. None. Depends on the Lord God. May the Lord have mercy in his judgment.
Amen.
When he judges this nation. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, time to say goodbye.
Okay. Well, I know that there's many people out there having issues. And we're praying for you. We love you. And your hope is the Lord. Turn to him and he will help you. He will make a way when there is no other way. He's a miracle-working God. He's a God of restoration. And he loves you more than you can imagine. And we love you. And, of course, we hope the best for you always in Christ Jesus. Stay safe. Take care of yourselves. And pray for your brethren around the world. And pray for us as we pray for you. We love you. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Don't forget to pick up a copy of my book, The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith, available at many, many outlets online. And you can go to our websites at danaglennsmith.com or warn-usa.com. There are links there to give you more information on picking up the book. I also, Father, I pray for those that hear this broadcast whenever they do. Lord, that you would meet their needs, that you would deliver them from those things that are coming against them. I pray for food, clothing, shelter, safety, help, and guidance for them and for salvation. Bless them and keep them. Reveal yourself to them and make a way for them in the midst of these perilous times. And don't forget, if you're going through a hard time, you go on over to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. I have a lot of audios and things. That's a truly Christian website. Lots of answers over there. A lot of the Word of God. So check it out. Be safe. Have faith. Do not give up. Pray for the persecuted church, the believers worldwide. Until next time, shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.